Chapter 27. Cole needed no second invitation into the cabin. Fumbling with the zipper, he crawled from the tent and sprinted through the cold rain. When he opened the cabin door and let himself inside, Garvey greeted him with a wink. Peter was seated on the bed and eyed Cole with distrust.
"Thanks, Peter," Cole said.
After drying off and putting on new clothes, he heated water for hot chocolate.
"Anybody else want something hot?" he asked.
Garvey shook his head.
"How about you, Peter?"
Cole offered. Peter shrugged.
When the water came to a boil, Cole made up 2 cups of hot chocolate and handed one to Peter, who took it hesitantly.
"Why haven't we seen the spirit bear yet?" Peter said.
Cole sat down at the table.
"We will."
He blew at his steaming drink.
"I don't think there really is a spirit bear," Peter challenged.
"I didn't think so either when I first came here," Cole said. "Even after I saw it, I thought I had just imagined it." He pulled up his sleeve to show the long scars from the mauling. "But this wasn't my imagination."
"That could have been from any bear," Peter asked.
Garvey stood and stretched.
"I'm hitting the sack." He pointed over by the door. "Cole, you sleep there, and Peter, you sleep in the bed."
He handed Cole a rolled-up piece of foam.
"Here. Beats a hard floor. Use one of my blankets tonight. Tomorrow we'll dry out your sleeping bag."
"Thanks," said Cole. Garvey stretched out his own foam pad and positioned himself between Cole and Peter.
"Whoever stokes the fire during the night gets an extra pancake in the morning," he said.
"I'll do it," Cole said. He didn't mind if he had to stoke the fire for the next month.
It felt so good just to be warm and dry again.
As Garvey blew out the lantern, Cole pulled the blanket over himself and lay back on the foam mattress.
This sure beat a leaky tent.
He glanced over into the dark toward Peter.
"Thanks for letting me sleep inside," he said. "It doesn't mean we're friends," Peter grunted.
In the days that followed, whenever Garvey left the cabin or walked to the stream alone, Peter took the opportunity to get back at Cole in some way. Twice, he walked in his muddy boots across Cole's sleeping bag. Every time he passed by the hooks where they hung jackets to dry, he knocked Cole's jacket to the floor. At night, when he went out to go to the bathroom, he left the door standing wide open. Returning, he did the same. Cole slept the closest to the icy air and had to get up to close the door to keep from freezing. The final straw came when Cole returned from a walk alone around the bay. He found the bear carving on his totem destroyed. Someone had taken the hatchet and hacked the carving completely away. A familiar rage burned inside Cole. He confronted Peter in the cabin.
"Why did you wreck my bear carving?"
He tried to keep his voice calm. Peter shrugged.
"You never really saw a spirit bear. Besides, what are you going to do to me? Beat me up again?"
"No, I'm not going to beat you up, but can't you leave me alone?"
"I suppose you've never done anything to me," Peter said bluntly.
Garvey listened quietly.
Cole had a sudden idea.
"I know where there's another big log around the point that would make a good totem. If you want, we could drag it here for you to make your own totem."
"Why would I want to do that?"
"When you carve, it gives you time to think."
"I don't need to think. I need you out of my face."
"And besides, what would I carve?" Peter asked.
"Anything you want. If you see a whale, carve a whale. If you see a spirit bear, you can carve a bear. I've learned from every animal I've carved."
"There is no spirit bear,"
Peter challenged again. "It was just a regular black bear that hurt you. Probably an ugly one."
Cole ignored the comment.
"I'll help you drag in the carving log if you want."
Peter shrugged indifferently, but after lunch he followed Cole and Garvey down the shore to see the log. Cole carried a rope. With the three of them working, they floated the log back along the shoreline. By dark, they had maneuvered it up beside the cabin next to Cole's totem.